Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Happiness Road by Alice Hagen Rice, published in 1942. John Ruskin declared that the first step of a truly great person is their humility. But by humility, Ruskin did not mean a supine acceptance of good and evil alike. Although Jesus of Nazareth, the most humble of all people, was capable of anger and strong language, given to passionate repudiation of wrong, indignant at injustice, intolerant of hypocrisy, rebellious against inequalities, he could nevertheless say to his disciples, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Before the time of Christ, the word humility was a term of contempt. To be humble meant being weak or cowardly, just as meekness still carries with it a cringing connotation. Humility suggested having a poor opinion of oneself, an attitude considered absurd until Christ came to prove otherwise. Throughout the Gospels, the new meaning of the word was accepted, and humility came to be regarded as, quote, "the sweet root from which all heavenly virtues shoot." It presupposed a life of inner simplicity, one that reckoned worth not by material standards, but by its intrinsic value. Intellectuality combined with arrogance is one of the deadliest hindrances to humility. There are many mental giants who are spiritual Lilliputians. Nothing can so obstruct a person's vision as their own ego. It prompts us to set a false value on personal achievement and demand that the world's valuation coincide with our own. Rabindranath Tagore stresses throughout his teachings the necessity of knowing the soul apart from the self. He goes so far as to say that sin is the defeat of your soul by your own sense of self. Now, this self, which we think we know so well, is really a mysterious thing, beguiling us with its importance, deluding us into the belief that it is the ultimate goal of our desires. Sometimes it appeals to us on the physical side, concerning itself with the importance of physical health, but it is a mental preoccupation, bent on acquiring knowledge for utterly selfish reasons. Sometimes it is absorbed in saving its own soul, to the exclusion of all others. Thomas A. Kempis gives us the key to self-knowledge when he says, "The one who truly knows themselves is lowly in their own eyes." We have but to compare ourselves as we are with what we might be, to be humbled. By matching ourselves against ourselves, we thus are shamed. But however humble we may be, we should never forget that a zero placed beside another numeral materially changes its value. Likewise, by aligning ourselves with the infinite, we can enhance our value tenfold. Will Durant says, "Ask too much and it shall be denied you. Knock too loudly and it shall not be opened unto you. Seek impatiently and you shall not find. The person who has spiritually discerned the truth has little need for the dogma of theologians. The humblest, simplest soul may know more of God than all the sages can teach. If you honestly believe that nothing in you is too good to devote to the lowest, then you have found the humble way to the highest. All of which reminds me of those sage words from Phillips Brooks, who writes, "If I could choose your companions, some would be weaker than you that you might learn patience and charity. Many would be as nearly as possible your equals, that you might have the full freedom of friendship. But most would be stronger than you, that you might be forever thinking humbly of yourself and be tempted to higher things."